Between the cistern, the settlement entrance, and the southern section where the wall has been heavily eroded, lies a large, open area free of buildings. Far from being empty, this space was once the heart of the settlement's daily life, a place for work, production, and movement. In the southern zone, the silos and pits reveal diverse activities, from grain storage and textile work to the preparation of natural dyes. Across the esplanade, the post holes documented during our excavations suggest the presence of a wooden enclosure, likely used to house livestock. Iberian settlements in the Illagetia region, such as Els Estinclels, based their primary economy on animal husbandry. Unlike the coastal areas, where large quantities of grain were accumulated for trade, we have only found 8 silos here, a communal reserve intended to feed the local population. Crossing this area, you will notice a large trench, 28 meters long and 6 meters wide. This cut separates the modest eastern neighborhood, 5 single-room terraced houses, from the other sectors of the site. The material recovered during excavation indicates that this trench is contemporary with the rest of the settlement. However, its alignment with the hillside where the Roman Mansio stands suggests a different story, systematic stone stripping. Following the abandonment of the settlement during the Second Punic War, the stones of Els Estinclels were likely dismantled and transported downhill to construct the Roman Mansio. To illustrate this, in the final part of the simple housing district, some walls have been reconstructed using pink-toned lime formwork, allowing you to clearly distinguish them from the original walls that were never dismantled. During the excavation, we only found the negative of the foundation trenches. Silent witnesses to a meticulous process of removal. Perhaps, from this vantage point, you can imagine the stones descending the slope, crossing the trench, and being transformed into new architecture under Roman rule. It is a gesture that speaks of both continuity and loss.